Red Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 67th Cannes Film Festival, and I'm joined by Adèle Haenel, the actress in Les Combattantes, Love at First Sight. Thank you very much for being with us. Okay, excellent reaction last night. I was at the screening, and I rarely ever hear a crowd so excited after a play.
Cool.
Are you happy?
Yes, I'm happy, and yeah, I'm happy people like the movie, and it's also very moving for us because we really believed in it. Mm. So we are glad to see that it reaches the audience.
Right, nice. If you could tell us, the listeners who might be interested in watching the film, what the story is about and how your character plays the story.
Okay, so it's about love and survival. Mm. And my character is Madeleine, which is a girl who is military preparing herself for survival because she believes that the end of the world is close. And then she met Arnaud, which is a young man with quite no project. And he falls in love with her. Mm. And they go through the army together, and also to kind of I'm sorry because my English is
your English is excellent.
It's okay, but sometimes I miss the word. And they, it's kind of their relationship. It's about their relationship of these two opposite characters that are actually not so opposite.
Right.
And my character, what I said she's obsessed with survival.
Yeah, she's obsessed.
And she's kind of a tank. Not tank, say like panzer, like German panzer. Anyway, I think I am a good base for the character because I'm quite also... I think I have some similarity with it because I'm also, I might sound a little bit rude also.
Mm. You're tough.
Well, tough in a way. But I don't know. Thomas says it's a documentary, but I think I also play a little bit. I've been asked this question by a girl just right after the screening. She asked me if I played or if I'm just like that. And I was like, okay, this is weird because, you know, the character is kind of extremist. But it's fun also. It's fun to think that I am actually like that. And it's not totally wrong. So, well, I think it's one of the roles that I play, which is the closest to myself, I think.
Right. Is that why you chose to play the part? Or was there something else that caught your eye?
No, it's because, I don't know, it's... What made me do the movie is because I read a scene when I went to a casting, and I read the scene and I thought that it was actually very funny, but it was also speaking of something that I care about, which, well, a lot of things, but something that I felt more melancholic.
Yeah.
And about the meaning of life and stuff. I could feel it underneath the fact that it's funny.
Sure, yeah.
And also it's a proposal of a way of being a girl and a way of being a man, which is very interesting. And that is a relief also.
Totally.
That's it.
Well, I personally hope that I mentioned it to Kevin as well. I hope that they change the international title because it gives the wrong impression of what the film is. Les Combattantes is an excellent title. It's a mixture of romanticism and physicality.
Yeah. Well, I do agree, and I think that there is something with the movie which is an hybrid. I don't know if it's work. It's not totally a comedy. Mm. And you know, it uses comedy to reach a point, and to make the audience go into the movie. And I think that they should not sell it as specifically.
Yeah, exactly.
Like insist on that fact because this is not the meaning of the movie.
Right.
But maybe it makes more sales if we say it's a comedy, because well. But I think in a way it's kind of, you know...
It's easy to narrow films down to a poster, but it's always a lot more, and this film is certainly a lot more.
And you have another film in Cannes.
Well, yeah, I have another movie which is called I don't know why I don't know how because I don't know the international title, but it's the movie of André Téchiné, and it is going to be played. Well, you understand, in a screen in
one of the
in official selection, out of competition in on mercredi.
Okay. Yeah.
So well, it's totally different because it's a part of it. It is based on a real on something that happened, fait divers, we said in France, like a story that really happened.
Yeah.
In which include three characters: a girl, her mother, which is holding a casino in Nice, and the lawyer of the mother, which becomes the lover of the girl.
Mm.
And in the story, in the real life, the girl at a moment disappears.
Okay.
And the mother always says that the lawyer has killed her.
Right.
And he makes her disappear. And this is a very important story in France, and specifically in the south of France. And so I'm playing the girl which is disappearing, and she is a character like very wealthy and stuff, but she is going through life with very high emotion, and she goes very high and then she failed. So this is the rise and fall of the girl, I think.
Very different from the character in Le Combattant.
Yes, I think so. It's really not the same, and it's also not the same kind of treatment.
Mm, okay.
It's, because, well, I don't know.
Well, obviously, you like to play different types of character, and you like to challenge yourself as an actress.
Well, I think this is what is cool in this job,
it's
to reinvent yourself. So if I can be, the more stuff I can be, the more happy I am.
Right.
And also, I don't know, I think there are also totally different universe, and this is a very interesting thing to get deep into so many different obsession from the filmmakers. This is what I really love also in this work.
Right. But on the scale from 1 to 10, how much fun was it to work in this film? Because you talked about how hard
10.
It was.
I was 10. It was so fun. I mean, I was fighting, I was holding a gun, I was just screaming, everything. It's very funny.
Awesome.
I really appreciate the screening.
Awesome.
The shooting.
Great.
So well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.